Mardi Gras, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Before getting too far down our list, before even getting down to the Veterans Parade route to watch our St. Rita Scholars in another edition of Little Rascals this afternoon, we probably have to note that costume variation gaining national notoriety these days. Blackface. A white man talking about blackface. Here we go. This is all we need. Before taking the chaplaincy of the crew of Toth and gaining therein no real spiritual rights or privileges, I was approached by a friend about getting in to Zulu. I love Zulu. The tradition, the culture, will always choose the party that is Basin Street over the prettiness that goes the other way down canal. But join Zulu. It was a non-starter. I could never blackface, my immediate visceral response was. I can appreciate the culture, covet a coconut, but could never make it my own because it's not mine. It's not my father's. It's not my grandfather's. Okay, so chalk up another vote against Zulu's darkening up costume, I suppose. No, not really. For all the hand-wringing of those taking exception with Zulu and all those claiming the Zulu exception, I don't think the answer is whitening up or sanitizing the parade. The answer, rather, I think, is to be more provocative, more subversive, and thus more traditional. Think about this for just a second. Zulu is founded in 1909, the coming together of different social aid and pleasure clubs for a public parade on Mardi Gras Day. 17 years earlier, New Orleanian Homer Plessy bought a train ticket bound to Covington, seeking to test Louisiana's Separate Car Act, which divided public transit based on race, passing our state Senate by a vote of 23-6. In 1896, the U.S. Supreme Court weighed in on this local-turned-national matter, and in a 7-1 decision, affirmed the Louisiana law, Plessy's arrest, and separate but equal accommodations. About 10 years after that, Zulu takes the streets, its king wearing a lard can as a crown, holding banana stalk as a scepter. This is Mardi Gras at its subversive finest, observing injustice, making satire of power structures, speaking truth only possible behind a mask and on that fat calendar day. Zulu's blackface is part of that tradition, that smiling but unbowed spirit. We're not your minstrel performers, the tramps proclaim by their parading. Try your worst. Just know we're still here. And if Zulu can't muster that spirit, if it's so mainstream that its symbols now are empty, if the only difference about its parade is that it's forever late, then the crew should reconsider its use. Or maybe, at least on this Sunday, we can reflect, it should become more Christian. That's right. It's not just Mardi Gras that finds its groove by maintaining provocative, subversive tradition. It's Christianity, too. In a country with freedom of religion, even now with a majority of Supreme Court justices who are Catholic, in a city still Catholic to its cultural core, in a church, big and beautiful, it's easy to think of our faith as fixed, stable, respectable. Jesus answers that in our gospel today. Luke's Beatitudes are never selected for weddings and funerals, unlike Matthew's. There's no spiritualizing in the third gospel. Not poor in spirit, but blessed are the poor, the now hungry, now weeping, the hated and excluded and insulted. And if that's not direct enough, woe to you who are now rich, now filled, now laughing, now well thought of. There is Jesus in Luke's version of the Sermon on the Mount, lard can crown, banana stock scepter, provocative, subversive, asking for change. This is our tradition. This is what we have received. He's not here glorifying poverty, but asking us to have God's commitment toward the poor. He's not here denigrating the rich, but demanding that we eliminate that which prevents our dependence on God first. We're not called to leave here mystified or weighed down by guilt, or, this is probably the largest threat, just to ignore the message and get on to next week, but to notice our blind spots and, when needed, to repent. If there's a problem with our faith, it's the problem that we share with Zulu. We struggle to be properly provocative. May we embrace our subversive tradition a bit more this week. May we see anew our Jesus, our governor, our Mr. Big Stuff, our humble yet unbowed King.